laid by me all day long. If he's not laying on me, he sleeps with me. Is that terrible?
No. That's a good dog. You know, that some people used to measure how cold a night was by how many dogs they had to pull up on the bed. To keep them warm.
Christmas, we were at the table, and this niece of mine was sitting across from me, and she was telling about her dog, and about he'd go to sleep right here. He'd want to sleep right here in the crook of her knee, and he would either sleep on her feet, and he'd sleep, talking about I sleep on the bed, and I said, my goodness, the idea of anybody letting a dog sleep on the bed. And the baby, Jane, liked to have a fit, because she thought, she knew, but didn't nobody else know the dog slept with me. She thought I was making fun of her. But I never, he's the only one I ever let sleep with me.
Now, if a married woman didn't want to make up her mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask, I better ask my...
My husband, my better half.
My better half.
Okay. Or the boss.
And the husband might say, well, I better ask my...
Old miss.
My old miss before I do that.
That's the way I did.
Now, folks say, Ms. husband's died. She's a...
A widow.
She's a widow.
We have 10 widows right inside of me.
Well, your mother and father are your...
Parents.
Right, okay. Now, you never knew your grandparents,
uh-uh,
did you?
No.
But did folks have names for their grandparents they called? What do your grandchildren call you?
Call me? Yeah. I don't have any.
I thought you...
I just have one child.
Oh.
I don't have any grandchildren. She didn't have any children.
She didn't?
But now, my mother and mother-in-law and father-in-law, she called them grandmother and granddaddy. And I call them grandmother and granddaddy. I said granddaddy, just like I said granddaddy and Jane put that tree out there. Well, that was my father-in-law.
Uh-uh.
I called whatever she called them.
Now,
but well, they call them John and Jim and Sally and Mary now. They don't say granny or grandmother.
Your sons and daughters are your... You call
children.
Them. Well, did you ever have any other names for them?
I call mine the baby.
Youngins?
Youngin. No, I never did like that word. I couldn't stand youngin.
Kids?
I don't like kids. They're billy goats. That's the way I always thought of kids, being a billy goat. Because that's a little billy goat, you know. Kid.
Yeah. What, you called your child, you call her baby most of the time?
Oh, baby most of the time.
Is that a pet name or a...
Pet name. Name's Jane Merritt. And my lawyer, of course, my lawyer is the same age as Jane, and he calls her baby. Now listen, baby.
Now, what did you used to take the baby around in?
I never take around in a buggy. I took her in my arms. She weighed nearly a pound. Well, she weighed a pound and 4 ounces when she was born. And she weighed 40 pounds when she was 8 years old.
You talking about how much she weighed when she was born?
A pound and 2 ounces.
Is that all?
And she weighed 40 pounds when she was 9 years old.
She was small.
She was. She was premature. And she was really a little thing. And when she finished, when she finished high school, she weighed 80 pounds.
How tall is she?
Oh, I imagine she's 5 feet, a little over maybe an inch or something. She's tall as I am.
Well, you're over 5 feet.
5'4".
Well, when you put a baby in a carriage, you say you're going out to what?
Stroll.
Stroll, baby.